You know, when people quit smoking, they're often warned about weight gain. Not because quitting causes it, but because the body looks for another rhythm to fill the space where cigarettes used to be. And if that rhythm is food, especially the quick, sugary kind, you might find yourself trading one habit for another. But here's the truth your body already knows. You don't need to substitute anything. You just need to restore. Restore rhythm. Restore energy. Restore that inner sense of satisfaction that comes from presence, not replacement. This session will help you tune back in to your body's natural signals, so hunger becomes just hunger. Fullness becomes enough. Freedom means balance. And so now, you may feel your body softening, like mist lifting from a quiet pond in the morning light. That's it. You don't need to fix anything. Just notice. Let the thoughts slow. Let the breath deepen. And settle into the center of you. Real change lives. That's it. Now, imagine you find yourself in a quiet room in the center. A beautiful old-fashioned scale. One side holds the past. Cigarettes, guilt, old stories. The other, a basket of fresh choices. Not punishment, not control. Just new patterns that feel light, right. And with each breath, the old side grows lighter, the new side more grounded. Because your mind is tipping toward peace. That's it. There's a story of a woman who, after quitting smoking, found herself opening the fridge 10 times a day. 10. Not because she was hungry, but because she missed the motion of doing something with her hands. So one day, instead of reaching for food, she picked up a paintbrush. Then she walked. Then she drank water from a beautiful glass. Then she smiled. Because the cravings didn't need to be eaten. They just needed to be noticed and rewritten. And now, your subconscious is beginning to understand that food is not a substitute. It's a conversation. That's it. And from now on, your body will speak clearly. You'll feel real hunger and no one to stop. You'll crave water, movement, stretching, breathing, because your system remembers how to feel good without overdoing anything. And with each day, you'll return to balance, to lightness, to a body that feels like home. That's it. And in the coming days, you'll notice your choices feel easier. You may reach for something sweet and pause, then smile and choose something else, or take a walk, or make tea. You're not depriving yourself, you're honoring yourself. And each act of self-respect brings the body into deeper alignment with the non-smoker. Good. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5, and when I do, you'll return refreshed, clear, and confident that you can stay light and stay free. 1, awareness rising. 2, digestion restoring. 3, energy flowing. 4, choices simplified. 5, eyes open and balance already beginning. From this moment forward, you'll feel more in tune with your body, more able to hear its quiet cues, more likely to eat just enough and walk a little further. You don't need to fear weight gain because you're not replacing one habit with another. You're building a life where you're no longer pulled by cravings, only guided by clarity.